Welcome to This Just In, the show bringing you the latest advancements in healthcare, strategy, innovation, and public policy. And now, for the fastest voice in healthcare, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome to This Just In. I'm your host, Justin Barnes. In these segments, I'll bring you the latest advancements in healthcare, strategy, innovation, and public policy. As always, we're broadcasting from the This Just In studios on the Business Radio X network, as well as the Healthcare Now radio network. Before we begin our special show today, I'm very excited to announce that we're broadcasting the This Just In radio show again live from the HIMSS annual conference show floor on Tuesday, March 10th from 1 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. This will be our sixth year broadcasting live from the conference, and I could not be more excited. And many thanks to my show sponsors and supporters, HIMSS, Lenovo Health, Intel, Business Radio X, and certainly Healthcare Now Radio. If you're planning to attend HIMSS, we'll be broadcasting from booth 2521, very centrally located in the main hall entrance. So please stop by if you're in Orlando and see the show. If you're not able to join the conference this year, you'll be able to stream our show again live from thisjustinradio.com. Again, you can stream live at thisjustinradio.com between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern. Last year, we had over 30,000 listeners and a ton of fun and a lot of learning. We'll have another great slate of CEO, CIO, leading care providers, industry thought leaders, riveting authors, and certainly policymakers joining the show. Here are just a few of our guests confirmed. Dr. John Halomka from Mayo, Dr. Rashush Resha from Atrium, Neil Gomes from Thomas Jefferson University and Penn Health, Anish Chopra from Care Journey and former U.S. CTO, Dr. Karen DeSalvo from Google, Dr. Don Rucker, ONC National Coordinator, Steve Posnack, Deputy National Coordinator, Ali Sweeney Anthony from the ONC, Catherine Marchesini from the ONC, and certainly the entire policy team from ONC. Very excited as we have some new rules coming out, and hopefully they'll be launched and you'll get all the great detail right directly from the ONC on my show on March 10th. So hopefully you're able to join us in some capacity. But without much more ado, for this episode, my 193rd episode, we're very fortunate to have back Roberta Mullen, founder of Healthcare Now Radio and the Answers Media Network. Welcome back to the show, Roberta.
Hi, Justin. It's great to catch up with you.
Yes, exciting as always. So we always have a great chemistry, and I'm glad that you can join me. And you're going to have your reporter hat on today, correct?
I am, my reporter and my station manager hat.
There you go. We always have a great time together and cover a lot of ground. And I think this is our third or fourth year in a row. We always do a HIMSS preview show, so I'm very excited for that.
We do, and we just got off doing our live summer hits back in August. We were in studio, so that's the last time we were actually together and talking health IT. But since then, there's been a lot going on. ONC can't say that, but we can.
Yes, right? We can. Yes, but hopefully they'll have a lot to say here shortly.
Hopefully, Justin. So since we've been together in the summer, you've done another think tank, and it was number six, I believe, right?
Yes, it was. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that. Where was it? I want to know. I didn't get to go again. I will come one time, Justin. But tell us a little about where was it? How was the reception? I know you did something new this year too. You had people dial in or yes, on conference or something like that.
Yeah. So we did Think Tank 6. This is, our sixth one, which is very exciting. And we did it out of Raleigh, North Carolina. There's a great facility there that Lenovo allows us to use, a great theater where everybody's got their own microphone. And if anybody's familiar with the Think Tank background, we bring together between 40 and 60 thought leaders from around the world, specifically on healthcare and health technology. And we really bring them together for a day of collaboration from all silos. So you're looking at people, the care providers, to health innovators, to policymakers, to payers, to general thought leaders, and just people who are highly collaborative. And that's kind of one of the ground rules to be able to participate in the think tank is just someone who's got an open mind. You work well with others, you collaborate well, and you want to move healthcare forward. And on a technology platform, we're trying to obviously really modernize our healthcare system and then modernize the world when it comes to technology and healthcare. And so we come together, and this one had about 60 of us. And yeah, as you mentioned, we changed the format this year. We usually bring everybody together under one roof. But as we get busier every single day, we're traveling around the world, it was just much easier to have these top thought leaders, or several of them, be able to dial in via a Zoom. And that actually worked tremendously. And so this is our very first one. We had about 40 people in the room and about 25 people dial in via the Zoom. or the Zoom platform, and it worked tremendously. So we're very excited. We had some great thought leadership came out of there. We focused on care strategy, innovation, and leadership. And there's really no rules to how we collaborate, except for just be as succinct as possible. We have catalysts that join us and really kind of get conversations started. But then we all kind of noodle on and share our ideas or thoughts about what someone's saying, and then really look for best practices. So kind of the format is, so I'll use care strategy as an example, is we had a couple of speakers, Dr. Sylvan Waller, who's terrific. We had Boston University there. We had Evelyn Gallego from EMI Consultants, but she's also one of the great leads from HHS who knows social determinants of health, and Dr. Brian Jack from Boston University. So some great catalysts to get us started on how to really look at care strategy with the future. So, but that's just, you know, a quick background of where we came from with a think tank. We have over 250 collaborators to date. So obviously a great pool of ideas and best practices that we've posted at healthinnovationthinktank.com. Again, that's healthinnovationthinktank.com. But I'll stop there, Roberta, but I think that's just a good baseline for everybody if you're not familiar with the think tank and what we do every few months. So
yeah, the other thing that I've learned from talking to you and reading your information is that every time you have one of these, you bring a new set of people in to mix in with some of the old, so that it's not a think tank of the same people coming every single time, correct?
Correct. Great point. So what we do is we bring traditionally 50% of participators who've been in previous think tanks, and then 50% or you know, around 25 or 30 new collaborators who have never been part of the think tank. And that way we're carrying forward some stability in ideas. But then we're also adding in new ideas and how can we evolve and continue to evolve these best practices. And so what we try to do, or what we do at every think tank, is look for key takeaways that everybody in the industry can implement in some capacity, and then best practices that are being achieved. And so it's not just these grandiose ideas that no one's doing. These are from the front lines of healthcare. These are being implemented today. And here's how to quickly look for guidance and look for best practices. And then how can you implement this in your organization? And these are organizations of all sizes. It's small practices. There's independent doctors dialed in from Wyoming all the way to, you got Rasu from Atrium, and you've got John Holomka from now with Mayo. You've got all these people from institutions, again, very small. Dr. Gee from Wyoming, he's a one doc practice, all the way up to these large, you know, 1,000 bed, 2,000 bed facilities that are global leaders. And it's just exciting to have this just multitude of ideas and leaders coming together to benefit healthcare in general. No one's paid. We don't pay anybody. There's no sponsorships. There's no nothing like that. It's really just a, you know, we lay all of our swords down at the door and we get in there and really collaborate and look for best practices to help healthcare globally, a lot in America, but obviously we think much outside our borders. So yeah, it's a great collaboration.
And if someone wanted to, like, if someone was really interested in this and wanted to get involved, I know this is an invitation only, but there must be some way to get in touch. Is there on your website?
Sure. No, great question. Great question. Mm-hmm. So you can go onto the healthinnovationthinktank.com website, and you can certainly reach out there. There's a link there where you can reach out, and actually comes directly to me, or you can just email me at justin@justinbarnes.com. And what I do is I obviously entertain everybody's ideas, and we're looking for people who are highly collaborative, thought leaders in their specific field, part of probably other committees. So again, you've been taught the ground rules of how to collaborate, you know, Robert's Rules of Order. We're very congenial with each other, respectful, you know, and we do great work together. And a lot of us have worked together for almost 20 years now. I mean, Dr. John Holomka and I have worked together, boy, I would say 12, 13 years, and many, like Dr. Siegel, just many of us have worked together for a long time. And but a lot of new people too. Every time I meet, we have a think tank, I meet 10, 15 new people, which is exciting. But certainly, if you do want to participate, email me and say a little bit about your background and why how and why you're a thought leader, and maybe share a case study or best practice that you've published. And that'll really give me an idea of your perspective and what you bring. And then certainly can add you potentially to future think tanks.
And have some time commitment.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Well, let's actually talk about, you started to talk about the care strategy. You said this was kind of primary themes of this particular one was care strategy, innovation, and leadership.
Yes.
Let's talk about them.
Yeah, a little bit with care strategy. Dr. Sylvan Waller was one of our lead discussions. He's a great, he's an expert on virtual care, telehealth, and really where the healthcare industry is going from that perspective. And he just brought up some key points. And again, we don't have enough time and I can talk really fast, but still couldn't jam in all the great points that we've covered. But to that end, I'll give you kind of his highlights. And again, these are all posted at healthinnovationthinktank.com. But you know, one of his key learnings from his talk was rethinking the traditional healthcare visit and creating more of a longitudinal model of care that improves efficiency, productivity, and communication. And this goes very well into what you and I have been talking about a little bit off air, and what we'll talk about at HIMSS 20 is just the information blocking rule and getting API-based integration and interoperability between our systems. And he really, you know, kind of hit home on the importance of that, the tools, the different learning models that are out there, and how we can implement and what's available on, you know, even for payment metrics today and how you can make money at this today, but how it feeds your overall care strategy to where healthcare is evolving and how it's evolving. Dr. Sylvan Waller will be on my radio show as well at HIMSS. He's just a great partner in the industry and a great thought leader in general, and just got some phenomenal ideas on how to be successful with virtual care and where to start. And then again, how to be successful. Also in care strategy, Evelyn Gallego. She's one of the best in the world at social determinants of health. That's becoming now part of a lot of our value-based care models in our communities. And so she just really educates on her Gravity Project that's coming out. That certainly, if you're available, go out there and check the Gravity Project. But it came out from the work by the SIREN Group, so the Social Interventions Research and Evaluation Network. And that was from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the EMI Advisors. But the Gravity Project is a culmination of a lot of their hard work and how to implement social determinants of health in your care models, in your payment models, and what states can do, what communities can do, what health systems can do, what providers can do. So very exciting. And you know, we've been talking about social determinants of health, and HIMSS is going to hit on that a lot more. Evelyn's speaking several times at HIMSS. She will also be on my radio show in for HIMSS 20. But really starting to see how social determinants are affecting, you know, from food insecurity to housing instability, transportation barriers. Those are considered social determinants of health factors. And so she talks about it. And you know, to give you a quick example, like food insecurity correlates to higher levels of diabetes, hypertension, and heart failure. People wouldn't think about that. So it's not just about what medications you can take and how you can exercise and what you can do. If people don't have access to food, or they live in a food desert, or they can't afford food, or they have very unhealthy habits, we don't educate them properly about the importance of food and healthy food. You know, that all leads to our skyrocketing healthcare costs nationally. So again, a lot of great content. I don't do it justice. So certainly check out the content on our website, or certainly join one of Evelyn's talks at HIMSS, or join the radio show on March 10th, 1 to 5 p.m. Eastern, and you'll get some great updates on that. And also trying to close the care strategy talk, Dr. Brian Jack, he's a phenomenal collaborator with us. He comes out with some just great virtual patient engagement innovations. And so he has these tools that can be bedside. These are virtual actors or people, but they've been a little bit AI and machine learning. But it's all virtual, whereas you can go in there and have the most recent one. His name is Gabby, and she can help you through different issues. It's very non-invasive. It's a screen that acts as a human, and she talks to you, and she walks you through your care planning and your care treatment and post-care and care management. But you can stop and start and go forward. So he's amazing. He's a great collaborator, a lot of wisdom. And this is the future on when you're talking about where care is going and how we as consumers, we as patients are going to be better educated moving forward and more empowered. It's going to come from innovations like Dr. Jack talked about. So that's a highlight of our care strategy for sure.
The other thing too is Dr. Silver was on your summer show, and yes, you can hear that on Justin's playlist.
Yes.
So go up to thisjustinradio.com, yep, and all of his previous episodes are on there.
Or you can go to Healthcare Now Radio and look for This Justin. You can get it there too.
You can. You kind of always end up at the same place. But
exactly.
Okay, so innovation.
Yeah, this is on there. Yeah, this is a real special topic. We covered, so Dr. John Halamka from Mayo was with Beth Israel Dickness, and just a great thought leader in general in our industry. He's a great friend, a great supporter of my radio show, of me personally, and then certainly the think tank. But he and Paul Serrato, who's an author, they published, I think is their fourth book. I just had them on air for a double episode for the last several weeks. But they're talking about their latest book is Rediscovering Clinical Decision Support. And so they really got in there and talked about the importance of where artificial intelligence is going, machine learning, and how it feeds clinical decision support, but also how we can get off track really quickly. And so from a real pragmatic sense of what researchers can do, what doctors can do, what health institutions can do to just make sure their protocols, their research, their care strategies are on point with how innovation is evolving, and then what actions they can take. And I just love both of those guests. Paul is always tremendous, very insightful. John has the greatest stories. He brings everything back to a real life story that's occurring in our community today. Or somewhere in the world. So it's a great segment. I certainly will pitch it. Go back and listen. Part one and part two are posted at thisjustinradio.com. You can hear John and Paul, but then also they'll be on the radio show again, March 10th, or I think 1:30 their specific slot is. And they'll be talking about their new book, Rediscovering Clinical Decision Support, but we will also cover John's new role as the president of the Mayo platform. But he's just a real special guy, and he's always just a great supporter as well. So it makes for great radio and great learning. That's one of the biggest things that I love about having John and Paul on the show.
John, I always, when he's on your show, he's a great supporter of Answers Media, too. We syndicate his blog, which is back on now because he's talking about platforms now. Yes. that he's at Mayo.
Yeah.
But I always know when he tells his like stories way back when he started, I know that we're actually the same age because I have kind of the same stories.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. The technology he talks about when he started is exactly when I started. So I always say, well, we're in the same age group.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Our, so what our other couple, we had two other, I'll cover them more quickly because I'm taking a lot of time, but again, so much great content. But Dr. Mm-hmm. Stephen Lane from Sutter Health, he's just a great guy, one of the leaders in interoperability. And he just talked about how we really are moving the bar forward with interoperability. We feel it sometimes we don't because we expect so much from interoperability. And I think you and I know we can do a lot more, but he really covered where we are, what the ground that we've covered. All the different exchanges out there and how interoperability is, you know, either direct interoperability or eHealth Exchange or Commonwealth, and what Epic even specifically is doing as a vendor, Care Equality, the Sequoia Project, and the volumes of exchange, the millions, the hundreds of millions of exchanges that are happening monthly nationally for interoperability. Again, I think we all know we can do a lot more. But he got on there and really covered that and also some of the advances in what FHIR's going in API-based interoperability. And then we closed that session, the innovation section, with Dr. Monica Bulberg from Cure4U, which is just a great platform on patient engagement and consumerism and navigating the patient's care journey and everything from the digital front door to modernizing these practices and health systems all the way to managing the care journey. So the telehealth, the remote patient monitoring to all the devices for the patient. So it's really one of the most innovative platforms in the world, managing that entire component, the outpatient component for the patient. And again, the entire care journey from all the forms, digital front door, all the way to the remote management and obviously the telehealth and everything in between, even from self-scheduling. So just the very first comprehensive platform. And she got up there and described the importance of that and the importance of navigating patients through this journey, not just giving them tools and products, but helping them engage their healthcare digitally. So we can empower, we can engage, we can empower, and then we can truly improve their healthcare. So she got on there and she's amazing, brilliant. She's actually from Denmark, but now lives here in America, but she's always been a great supporter of the think tank. So yeah, those were our first two big sessions. So care strategy and innovation, obviously a lot of great content.
She has a good story too herself.
She does.
Right. Yep. So, all right. So now we're to leadership.
Yes.
What are we doing there?
Yeah, so we started off with Rasu Shrestha from Atrium. He's a great, again, great guest of the show, great participant in the think tank. And some of his principles are around unlearning, which is really, and even Dr. Jathwani from Partners covered this as well, about how we tend to practice, collaborate from our limited knowledge, but very important from their perspectives, and I agree with, and the think tank talks about this, get out of your comfort zone. get out of your talk track. Go learn new. Go, you know, unlearn certain bad habits or old technology or old ideas that really aren't moving healthcare forward. And get out of your comfort zone. Go learn something new. How can you evolve your current thinking? How can you be the best thought leader? How can you be the best care provider? How can you be the best clinician or the best front desk, whatever it is, administrator? Go out there and take an objective look at yourself and your strategies and what you're doing on a daily basis and a monthly basis. And what can you stop, break down, and fix, and then realign and move forward? And so we covered the quote unquote Dr. Shrestha's concept around unlearning and also how to inject innovation and new world thinking into what you're doing, whether you're again, clinician, innovator, or just leader. I think it's just some great to best practices from that component to really hyperspeed where you're trying to go in leading in innovation, because healthcare innovation is a unique component in itself. And so to learn some best practices and how to become a better leader and what we can do and how to break down old habits and then create new organizational paradigms is key. And again, we break that all down on our in our talk on our website on a part of our Think Tank 6 overview. But then also excitingly, we close that leadership section with future casting and really where healthcare is going. And then also look back to where we had predicted from a couple of years ago. We did a future casting session 2 years ago, and we were spot on with some of the really cool things around where continuing evolution of value-based care, rich and poor health. I think that's something that we certainly see. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, which is extremely unfortunate. But we predicted that 3 years ago, or actually 2.5 years ago. And then the reduction of fee-for-service. So I think we again, continue to march towards value-based care. Payer consolidation. We've certainly seen that out there. Large growth for telehealth, virtual care, and e-consults. That's what was spot on. Precision medicine and genomic advancements leading to superior individualized care. That we're certainly marching down that path very well. And then connected health and Internet of Things supporting superior individualized care. That's still a couple years out, but that's something from we predicted several years ago, and we're still well on that track. So what was really cool was that when we look back at what our thoughts were, the think tank, we were really spot on. So it shows the level of collaboration and leadership that we have in the think tank and how we're spot on. And we talk about what we where we think it's going, which is really continuing along with a lot of those lines on our website as well. So exciting stuff. And it was a phenomenal way to close our day in the future casting session.
So just so we don't miss this, when is the next one?
Great question. We are not quite there yet. We were going to do one at HIMSS. We always do one at HIMSS. But we decided we did one in November and that we probably should hold off a little bit just because it was very intense. And so I'm thinking June of 20 or October of 20 will be our next Think Tank 7.
Okay. All right. Well, do we have a little bit of time left, right? A couple minutes?
Yeah, I show about 2.5 minutes.
Okay, good. Well, yeah. What about HIMSS? We gotta talk about HIMSS. You're gonna do your sixth live show there. We're gonna get it on Healthcare Now Radio.
Yep.
It's on the Tuesday, March 10th.
You got it.
Starting at 1 Eastern time, going to 5.
Yes, an action-packed show. So I was trying to do it maybe even 1 to 4, but then our good friends from the ONC and actually put forth 4 guests, starting with Dr. Don Rucker. So we ended up making a full afternoon. It was a great show. It came together actually within a week. So we have 23 guests, all in 10-minute increments. We're going to start posting this on social media so everybody can see. But if you just look up This Justin Radio, hashtag This Justin Radio, you'll see, or even look at our HIMSS20, This Justin Radio, you'll see a lot of, and certainly on the website on Healthcare Now Radio, This Justin, you'll see our guest list. But we'll keep kicking off at 1 o'clock with my good friend, Dr. Bob Monteverdi from Lenovo Health, talking a little bit about their global health strategy and what they see globally in healthcare. And then my next guest at 1:10 p.m. is Anish Chopra. He's helped me kick off the show. I call it the Power Hour. Anish is just one of the best visionaries we have in the world in healthcare and in technology. And so he and I are going to kick off the show at 1:10 also. And then 1:20 is Rishu Shrestha from Atrium, another great thought leader. And then Dr. John Halamka and Paul Serrato and Dr. Karen DeSalvo, who used to be the ONC coordinator. Now she's chief health officer at Google. And then Dr. Don Rucker, head of ONC, National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. Stephen Posnack, deputy coordinator. Elise Sweeney Anthony, And then Catherine Marchesini, Neil Gomes. So that's my first really hour and a half. I call it the power hour, but we go a little bit longer than a power, than an hour. But just a tremendous way to kick off the show. And then at 3 p.m., we have a great virtual care strategy and innovation panel with just some great innovators. Anna Nieto from Lenovo. We'll have Farahad Chowdhury from Villanova Health. We'll have Dr. Sylvan Waller, who I mentioned before, is part of our think tank and many guests a time on the radio show, but he'll be talking on our virtual care panel. And then Dr. Monica Bielberg. I pulled mainly from the think tank for this radio show because we have just this great vast group of thought leaders. So that's really a quick rundown. I know we're running very low on time, but please join us Tuesday, March 10th, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. thisjustinradio.com or Healthcare Now Radio and This Just In. You can stream our show live.
And we'll continue the conversation from the think tank. To let you know, Justin, I'm going to be there to see Steve because my team has told me that my one thing I have to come back with from Hims is a selfie with Steve Posner.
Perfect. I'll make it happen for sure.
So I'll be there.
Excellent. Well, I think
I hope everybody else will. If you're not at Hims, just tune into the radio because it will be live.
You got it. And I think we're close the show. I think we're right at the end. But thank you, everybody, for joining us. Roberta, thank you so much for being my guest host and my partner on this show. You're always wonderful. So thank you for that.
And see you in Orlando.
You got it. See you in Orlando. And we'll see hopefully everybody in Orlando. And if you can't join us there, thisjustinradio.com. You can stream it live. But please join us weekdays at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific. Thanks, everyone. Have a terrific week.